This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For a secure energy future, one of our fine sponsors. Every time I say that, I hope you feel as strongly as I do about what that means with a secure energy future, because it's amazing what some of the policies can do to undermine an industry. We just had 8 years of an administration that really was elected on the promise to necessarily have electricity rates skyrocket so they could prop up other energy sources. That's not a secure energy future. It's not an affordable energy future. And that's really what security is all about, the reliability of that source in a place like North Dakota where it's hot and it's really cold, as well as the affordability. Find out more at the website secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. We have another hour to take your Father's Day stories. Father's Day, of course, on Sunday. Our way of celebrating dear old dad is by allowing you an opportunity to tell us a story about your dad, maybe how he impacted you and changed your life and all those things. So tell us some great stories rolling in. Facebook, text, calls. You can call 855-200-1776. Leave a message. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can, as I mentioned, go on Facebook, or you can text Todd or I, 701-226-8503, 367-2054. Here's a couple more before we bring in our next guest. Neil says, a warm smile and gentle heart, never too proud to help someone, and our Christian heritage was exemplified by his kindness. Claudine says, I don't remember my dad, but I had a great stepdad. He married my mom, who had four hungry, undisciplined kids. He was a hard worker and a wonderful grandpa. He never differentiated between his biological grandkids and his step-grandkids. I have a soft spot in my heart for men who step to the plate for children that aren't theirs. Well, they're theirs. They're just not biologically theirs. But good story. Thanks for that, Claudine. One more from Joni. My dad was a small business owner. He taught me to take pride in whatever I did and do it the best I possibly could. He said that if you pay your help better and treat them better than any of your competitors, you'll always have the best help. Sent us a picture, too, of her dad and says, I miss you, Pops. Keep those coming. We'll pick a winner. Best story. End of the program today for a free MyPillow on Todd and I. Our next guest joins us every month to help us understand where a very important industry is at in the great state of North Dakota, and that's, of course, the oil and gas industry. Lynn Helms, who's the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, has some new numbers to tell a little bit of that story from the latest April director's cut. Lynn Helms. Hey, Lynn, how are you? Can you hear me, Lynn?
Yes, sir.
Now I can hear you.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Great service with the Father's Day thing. Keep those stories coming.
Yeah, it's fun. As I said earlier, as I hear these stories, it motivates me to keep doing this and maybe do a little less of that. And it's just it's good to hear the stories. It sure is. That's for fun. So what is on your mind today after taking a look at the latest round of numbers?
Well, the numbers are pretty happy, Scott, and so we kind of borrowed a line from Phil Robertson. We're saying that the April numbers are happy, happy, happy. We had a pretty good increase in oil production, 25,000 barrels a day up, so we're solid above that million barrel a day number, and that's good. That's good news for industry and for jobs and for state revenues. Big surprise in the increase in gas production, up 100 million cubic feet a day, 0.1 billion cubic feet a day. So a new record in gas production. And even with that, industry hung on to the gas capture, stayed at right at 90% on gas capture. So they're doing their part. They're making the investments and really working hard to capture that gas and make sure that that flaring doesn't go back up. That's great news. And we've been doing our mid-year meetings with the gas gathering and processing folks, and lots of investments coming again this construction season. Hundreds of millions of dollars are going to be invested in North Dakota in new pipelines, new plants, new connections. So it's good news along that line. Rig count's up, and permit count is up. So industry feels pretty confident that we're going to work through this big crude oil inventory, and sometime late this year or next year, we're going to get the markets in balance, and we'll see some better prices. So so that's good. You know, a little nervous on the negative side, a couple of things. Inactive well count stayed up, but I think that's because we hadn't seen road restrictions come off yet, and so not able to mobilize workover rigs and get those wells that went down in that harsh winter weather back up and producing. And the uncompleted well count went up. That tells us that the frack guys cannot hire enough qualified people, so the drilling rigs are outrunning them. And so if you think you could work on a frack crew, you got a CDL, you need to be getting out to Western North Dakota. I heard you broadcast from Watford City, and lots of jobs out there at that job fair. I'll let you talk about that. So,
well, the optimism that you talk about is certainly there, but explain a little bit more about what you're talking about when you're saying, you can see that people are slowing things down. And I've heard this from MBI and others, that they have more jobs open than they can fill, and every one of those jobs open is less revenue for the company. It holds them back, and I think that's the stat you're just telling us. Give me that number again.
No, that's exactly right. So what we've seen is the number of uncompleted wells jumped a huge amount, 141 wells, and that's because we've got 56 drilling rigs running, and those guys running those drilling rigs have gotten so amazingly good at what they do that they can drill two wells a month with every drilling rig, and there are not enough frack crews available to bring all those wells onto production. So, you know, they're looking for 200 people with, you know, some technical skills, some mechanical skills, a clean driving record to get out there and hydraulically fracture those wells. We won't be able to keep up with the drilling rigs at the current frack crew count. And so they want to add a couple hundred people to the workforce out there in Western North Dakota. We got to get the message out that there's places for them to live now. There's nice restaurants. There's recreation. There's new schools. It's a beautiful place to live now, and they need to come back and get back to work.
Yeah, my hope, this might be a pipe dream, no pun intended, but my hope is that, North Dakotans can sort of, be ambassadors. Everybody, no matter what you do, to let people know there are jobs in every line of work. And the nice thing about the Watford City Job Fair, I was up there with the job service this week at that beautiful Rough Rider Center, there were 50-plus businesses there, but there's restaurants there that are paying good rates for people in the restaurant industry. There's, there's retail, there's banking, there's, it's not just oil and gas jobs. They're there as well, but there's a lot of good jobs. So if you know anybody in any kind of line of work, just say, hey, we need people. Come be part of our community. So because that right now is going to stunt our growth to get this thing back, right?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's a different story than it was 5 years ago when you kind of had to tell somebody, well, pack up your things and come live in a camper or a crew camp and send money home to your family. Now we have those secondary jobs and we have housing for these folks, and we'd love to see them come and bring their families and their significant other or their spouse is going to be able to find a job at one of the new schools or new restaurants or the recreation facilities. And it's a completely different situation than it was 5 years ago. And North Dakotans can proudly say, the door is open, and we really want you to come and become a North Dakotan.
About a minute before the break here, so I want to ask you about this, and then we'll pick up on some other things. But just a quick question. The May permitting you mentioned would look nice, triple digits, and that was about double from April. Yeah. March was you know, low 90s. What's going on there? Is that price driven, or what? How are we jumping, you know, 58 to 100 in a month?
Yeah, well, it is price driven, Scott, and it's driven by the fact that they have to feed those 56 drilling rigs, and so companies have to keep a significant inventory of approved permits so that those rigs never get stranded. So if you know, when we came up from 26 to 56 drilling rigs, they had to really get busy and start permitting new wells. So that tells you that they're not just looking at this as a little blip of 56 rigs and we're going back down, but they're permitting the wells to keep those rigs busy for the next 2 years. And, you know, that's encouraging that they have that kind of confidence and they're able to raise the capital from their investors and their stockholders and make that happen.
Hold that thought. More with Lynn Helms coming up. If you have a question or comment, welcome 258-0550. You can also text in questions, email to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's On Your Mind, 16 past the hour. Beautiful Friday. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love to hand you a My Pillow, the best pillow on the planet Earth, free for your best Father's Day story, so keep those going. You can text Todd, 367-2054, 226-8503. Todd's 226, I'm 367, doesn't matter, we'll both get them. Just make it easy for you to catch a number and send it in. Here's one. I had gotten grounded when I was 17. says the listener. Can't remember why, but my father told me even if the Bud Light women's volleyball team is playing across the road and invites me to join them, I am not to leave the yard. Miss him more every day he has been gone. Steven.
But to alert Dad so Dad can go. No. Just...
yeah. That's something that's the things you remember. That's pretty.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Pretty amazing. Exactly right. We're also brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. And if you've not yet seen those, you probably have watching television, but the energy of North Dakota has a really great, just talking about the vibrancy of this industry. And you can also get them on their website as well, energyofnorthdakota.com. But just talking about, you know, what people in the industry want. And it's the same thing that that you want, you know, amazing innovations that drive progress for generations. It's jobs and careers for generations. It's American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council will be one of my guest hosts. I am, as you know, gone to Norway for a couple of weeks, starting on Monday. So John Tranda Monday, Pat Fink on Tuesday, Eugene Grainer on Wednesday, and then Gary Emmeth will be on Thursday and Friday, and then Ron Ness for a couple of days the following week. So appreciate all those folks pinch hitting for me. Chatting with Ron, with Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources today on What's on Your Mind. Lynn's here. If you have any questions or comments, 800-228-0550. Question by text came in related to gas capture. You mentioned the number remained at 90% despite production going up considerably, right? This texter is saying, on this program some time ago, you talked about a delay by the government in permitting a gathering pipeline that was leading to some of the flaring. Has that been approved yet?
Wow, I'm glad to get that question, Scott. I was going to segue in, right into that, because that's one of my biggest concerns in this latest director's report. So the specific delay that I believe your texter wrote in about was resolved. It was resolved in a pretty messy proposal, though, in that the gas plant and the pipeline that were proposed were never able to be built. So the gas plant and its gathering system and its pipeline to the market had to be moved because there was never approval of the Forest Service or the tribe to allow that pipeline to go into place. However, the issue got resolved by the gatherer and processing company moving the gas plant to Dunn County and doing the gathering over there and taking a different pipeline route. But one of the concerns that's showing up in my director's cut now is that the one area that is not meeting gas capture requirements is the trust lands on Fort Berthold. And it goes right back to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It takes no less than 10 steps to get a right-of-way approved on Fort Berthold. And the Bureau of Indian Affairs and tribal authorities appear time after time after time in there. As you can imagine, with a 10-step process, lots of opportunities for things to fail. And I do have to say, I have to commend the tribal officials up at Newtown. It sounds like they're able to get one of these the permits or a right-of-way through in about 6 weeks. That's fast-tracking it. Takes 6 weeks to get a right-of-way proposal through the tribal officials. I'm commending them because that is beating the Bureau of Indian Affairs by about 3 years. So it takes 3 years, 6 weeks, and counting to get a right-of-way approved by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And in their defense, they're understaffed, and there's just way too many steps in this process. Secretary Zinke is taking a look at it, and you know, this is an opportunity to get this thing fixed. It's a real problem, and so if we don't get it fixed, we're going to be stuck in the low 80s for gas capture on the tribal portion of Fort Berthold, and none of us want to stay there.
No, but if that happens, it's a failure of the federal government.
That is absolutely correct, Scott. They have an opportunity to fix this thing, and they can properly staff that office and remove some of the steps out of this process. And actually, the real solution is delegate this right-of-way approval to the tribe. They can get it. They can shave 3 years off that process.
I want to ask you about something else. Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford were at the White House recently, and one of the things that was discussed as part of the discussion on infrastructure was opening up more federal lands to drilling. And, you know, Governor Burgum directly made the point to President Trump, does the federal government need the money? I think you do, right? So this is a solution that makes some sense and seemed to get some traction. What would that look like in North Dakota?
Well, in North Dakota, that would look like an opportunity to drill into and under, you know, some of the lands that have been set aside for backcountry recreation and that sort of thing in the western part of the state over on the Dakota Prairie grasslands without having to occupy the surface. What really has been a struggle is this idea of still thinking about oil and gas development like it was the 80s or 90s. Where the industry needs to have a location on the surface in order to get at the minerals. That's no longer the case. They can drill 3.5 miles to get at those minerals. So there's no reason that the federal government couldn't open up the door and lease the minerals under those NSO areas and even under some of the parks and allow that revenue to flow into the federal coffers and out to the states and counties. Without having to have any impact on the surface that we all love to look at.
Only have a minute left. Anything else you want to share about the latest numbers or where we're at with oil and gas drilling now and development in North Dakota, Lynn?
Well, I want to emphasize the confidence, but I also want to point out that we're starting to see some real serious pushback from environmental organizations on the effort to relax some of the way overboard rules that were put in place over the last 8 years. And so we continue to fight those things in court. A lot of litigation going on, and that takes a lot of time, but it's the right thing to do.
It sure is. One by one, and it will that's the swamp. It wants all that regulation, you know, so they don't go easily. They're lawyered up and make a lot of noise, and these will be battles, no doubt about it. Lynn, thanks so much for the time today. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Have a great trip to Norway. If you've never been, you are in for an awesome time. I've been there one time, and I'm going back.
Are you? Yeah, no, it is my first trip, but I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. A lot of beauty there and a lot to see. So full report in a couple of weeks, and thanks for the send-off. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
One piece of advice here that came in from a listener from Dad. A turtle never gets anywhere unless he sticks his neck out. And one little bit of advice. How many decisions do you think have been molded based on that? I love it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Every dollar matters. When you're in business, the success of your company, the future of your company, your employees that work for you, every dollar matters, right? My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons know that all too well. They have the Link service where they can come to you and have contract maintenance to ultimately save you money. So if you're wondering what's going to go next, is this going to go out, is that going to go out, listen, H.A. Thompson & Sons can build a unique maintenance program so you have a financial and mechanical solution to lower how much it costs to own that, lower how much it costs to operate that. Find out more at HATandSons.com. That's the website, HATandSons.com. For H.A. Thompson & Sons, click on contract maintenance. It's a great story. It worked for you. All right, we are just inundated with dad stories. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I love it. Can't get enough of them. Kimberly says, my dad taught me to treat everyone the same. The only difference between the janitor and the CEO is the CEO can fire me. They're both just people. That has stuck with me forever. Also, never voted for a political party. Always voted based on the candidate. Josh says, my dad taught me how to live off the land, enjoy the beauty of nature, and survive. That's a good life lesson. Carol says, my dad adored my mom. That was the best. I tell you, that is, I think of that a lot, really, about kids, you know, seeing mom and dad get through whatever comes. You know, stuff comes, stuff happens, you know, sickness or job loss or, you know, loss of a loved one, whatever. And then when you've got teenagers or whatever age, they see mom and dad and how they weather it. Just doing what you think is second nature is teaching them. It's pretty cool. Anyway, love these stories. Celebrating Dads, we'll select the best story and do a lot of free My Pillow coming up before the end of the program. So stay tuned for that coming up. Keep those coming. We love it. One more text before I go to our next guest. My father is a quiet, strong, kind man, a farmer whose work, love, hobby was all about the land and what it grew and how he was the steward of it. He got that love from his father and pass it down to his son and his grandson. Four generations of caring for the land and everything and everyone who touches it. He's 90 years old now. This is the first year he's not run the tractor and worked the field since he was 8 years old. He was well known and loved by everyone in the community, always kind, steady, always working and loving us all. He's the closest thing to the perfect man. He's been married to my mom for 68 years and tells her she is as beautiful today as the day he met her. My dad, my friend, my constant never-changing love and strength.
Wow.
See, these are just fabulous. See if you can be a story topper now. Keep these coming. Our next guest is Elaine Ryan. She is the Vice President of State Advocacy and Strategy Integration for AARP. We're going to talk about a new comparison. It's a scorecard, really, ranking the 50 states for their support for the elderly and people living with disabilities. Elaine, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Glad to have you on the program. So let's start with North Dakota. How are we doing caring for the elderly and people living with disabilities according to the AARP ranking?
Well, the recent scorecard that we put out this week shows that North Dakota is ranked 37th in the nation overall for long-term services and supports. They're also ranked, unfortunately, 41st when it comes to support for family caregivers.
That's something we talked to the folks from AARP about during the recent legislative session, about some different things that were put in place to give better information to family members so they can be caregivers. And I love that one because it ultimately, I think, ends up saving money and just makes perfect sense to have family members who do that best. I see there was one good number, not quite top 10, but top 15, quality of life and quality of care. What's that one about?
Well, you know, North Dakota does do well, especially in the choices of settings that people want to age in. So lots of choice in terms of aging in home, aging in assisted living facilities, and also increasingly you're providing more authority so that nurses have the authority to delegate tasks to family members, show them how to be able to administer meds, as well as practice up to the full extent of their education and training. So there are some bright spots, but that family caregiving support number really needs some attention. And thanks for mentioning the North Dakota session and the consideration of the Caregiver Act. It's a simple idea that really could make a huge difference for family caregivers, especially those that are performing medical tasks on behalf of their loved ones, wound care and medication management and giving injections. You know, a lot of people who are caring for loved ones, and there are 62,000 family caregivers in North Dakota, they're performing medical tasks that at one time would only have been performed by medical professionals. And frankly, they're home alone with little or no instruction about how to do those tasks. So we think North Dakota could make some real progress on this scorecard by giving those family caregivers a hand, a simple thing that can make a big difference.
So overall, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things, affordability and access, choice of setting and provider, the quality of life I mentioned, support for family caregivers, effective transitions that all lead to that overall rank of 37. If you had a magic wand and you said this would put you at number one, what do you encourage in the way of changes to move those numbers up, get this data looking better in AARP's view?
Well, I will say that, you know, there's no magic wand per se. There are five different categories, as you've mentioned, and 25 different indicators that are part of the scorecard. I think a few things that North Dakota could think about doing that could really raise their game would be, frankly, enacting the CARE Act to help family caregivers support working family caregivers. In fact, as a part of that indicator, there has been a little or no progress in North Dakota to support those people. You know, about 50% of family caregivers work full or part time. So they need some simple support so that they don't have to lose their job because they're taking their mom or dad to a doctor's appointment. Certain simple changes that North Dakota could put in place would help to really support family caregivers as well as raise your numbers on the scorecard. So lots of simple ideas don't cost money, but provide authority to be able to care for your loved one.
Yeah, and those are sound like North Dakota solutions, right? Because I think most folks here are hardworking. They don't sit there and say, "Hey, my hands out. I want more from government." They say, "Hey, we got a problem. Let's fix this." And I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say absolutely. You know, I was listening to your segment on fathers, and I'll just say that though I lost my dear sweet father several years ago, you know, he was an old Navy man, but what I love him most about was the fact that at 92, he was still a caregiver for my mom, and every day and night lifted her in and out of bed into a wheelchair to care for her. Pop never had his hand out. In fact, he was giving to charities. He certainly could benefit from certain simple things like some help and some instruction about how to care for my mom safely. And, you know, we're trying to advance simple ideas that just make a difference so that people have the peace of mind that they're caring for a loved one safely. So God bless Pop. I know he's up there in heaven with my mom, but he was truly a giant of family caregivers and a role model for me.
Yeah, no kidding. And this is amazing how many people it touches. I just think it's a conversation we just need to have from all perspectives so we can make sure that we've rolled up our sleeves and done everything we possibly can. By the way, this scorecard, and for you Minnesotans and Montanans and South Dakotans listening, you're there as well. Longtermscorecard.org is the website. I only have a short time left here, but I do want to ask you about one of the suggested places for improvement. Your suggestion that $129 million more go to home and community-based services in North Dakota instead of nursing homes. So, in other words,
right.
Don't spend more. Just take those dollars and put them somewhere else. Explain why that's necessary from AARP's view.
Sure. Well, and I think it's from probably all North Dakotans' view. 90% of the people we ever poll say that they want to live in their own home and community for as long as they possibly can. But we have federal laws that will give unlimited money to North Dakota if you put someone in a nursing home where they don't want to be necessarily, but cap the amount of funding if you want to help support them in their own home. You know, we know at AARP that it costs three times more to keep somebody in a nursing home than it does to let them stay at home with some wraparound support. So what we're talking about is let's have a win-win. Save the government money, save the taxpayer money, and give people the support that they want in their own homes and communities. Those are kind of simple changes that we think all states should make, and we need to pick up the pace of change because as boomers are booming and people are going to be increasing their demand for services, we need to do all we can to be able to provide the kind of care they want and need.
Elaine, thanks for sharing that data. We appreciate the time. All the best to Elaine Ryan from the AARP, Vice President of State Advocacy and Strategy Integration.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who can afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business sized companies under 150 white collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry leading warranty. 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable. It's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right. Tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you. So we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Chance to take a shot, folks. I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks, so lay it on me. Some guy just texted and said I was a hack. Yeah? I was a hack, right? And what did the other guy say? Something about I should put on my big boy panties or something like that? Or he wanted to... I had a few interesting comments today. So last chance to lay it on me. Call it the Hate Hannity Hotline. Can you find that one with that fellow, Todd, that... Something about, I think he was responding to yesterday's show last night, so he called before the show today to express some concern that I had said something about suggesting that people put their big boy panties on or something, and he didn't take kindly to that comment. That's okay, by the way. I love it. I do. So if you if you want to take a shot, have at it. It'll spice things up. It gives us, you know, something to talk about, right? We also have to pick a Father's Day winner here on the program. Okay, And I now am very proud because my own daughter has responded to the question of tell us a story about your dad. Did you see that on Facebook, John?
Aww. No, I'll take a look at that.
Haley says he bought me to Michael's last night. So, and I did. She wanted to go to Michael's craft store for Lord knows what, but she just, you know. And I had 100 things to do, but I said, okay, fine. I've been on the road this week, busy, haven't had time, so let's just get in the car. At least we can chat on the way there and the way back. And she picked up a friend, and yeah, so there you go. It doesn't quite compare to some of the great things that are out there, that's for sure, today. By the way, part of our programs on occasion are brought to you by our friends at AARP, and today we had a chance to visit with one of the AARP folks. And they wanted me to tell you that AARP knows that North Dakota is a beautiful state, that living here is really nice, but sometimes life can get stressful and things can get difficult. AARP gets that. They hear you. So that's why they're in North Dakota working to make life a little easier for everyone that lives here, with both local and state initiatives that benefit you and your family, and working for the financial security of all North Dakotans, 50-plus, including advocating for access to affordable health care and the protection of important programs like Medicare and Social Security. AARP is also helping to support caregivers across the state, providing them with resources and tips from fellow caregivers in similar situations, even helping to prevent predatory scams. We hate those. Make our roads safer for drivers, engaging with community volunteers to help bring our massive state a little closer together. AARP's work is important to all North Dakotans, no matter what age. With stronger communities, helpful resources, and a dedicated team of volunteers, they're helping to make our great state an even better place to live, work, and play. Take a look at what else they're doing in North Dakota at aarp.org/nd. All right. Let's see here. Mike in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Let's get you in here, and then we got to pick a Father's Day winner. What's on your mind, Mike?
Morning, Scott. I just wanted to wish you and all your companions a good time on your trip and hope you have a safe and wonderful time. I wanted to suggest a program note for you when you get back from your trip. I'm in South Dakota, and we've had a Democratic candidate for governor who's announced and is going to be very active. And if you can schedule, I know he'd be more than happy to talk to you or anyone else, a young man by the name of Billy Sutton. I think it would be a good interview, especially if you can do it in person, especially since you talked about Heidi Heitkamp and the issues there. And my concern is a true conservative and so forth. Billy's a wonderful young man. I know him a little, respect him a lot. Unfortunately, he had a rodeo accident a number of years ago, so most of the time he's in a wheelchair, but he's a fine, articulate young man. But frankly, for me personally, unless he denounces what the National Democratic Party is doing, I can't consider him for my vote, and I think he'd be there a very good and interesting conversation for you to have with him when you get back.
Interesting. All right. Appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for the suggestion. And it's the dilemma that most Democrats have in this part of the world, because they have to go listen to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Heidi Heitkamp's living it right now, no doubt about it. We have to get in our call of the day. We do that daily for our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Tell you what, give Eric a call today at 406-250-8151. If you're in the oil industry, they are the bomb. They really are. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. Bottom line, they do it all. DeltaConstructors.net or call them 406-250-8151. Listen to the crazy idea somebody suggested yesterday. You can't believe this. Ed in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I've been a citizen that is very frustrated in getting my feelings and my words out, and I know that we have a great person in Kevin Cramer that really helps and talks with everyone, but I feel we still need to be able to have a voice that will get our opinions out, and I think that one way or the other, whichever position Kevin Cramer doesn't run for, Scott, I think you should be our representative.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I just about stopped dead in my tracks. He wanted me to run for something, run for office. It's so much easier being behind the microphone and talking to all of you all day. I wouldn't want to go. I couldn't even deal with the swamp. I really wouldn't. So we've swung the gamut right there. What's this other fellow think of the...
Say, big boy pants, panties.
Yeah.
I mean,
You guys, you right-wingers, forget about when Obama was speaking and that congressman in that Republican Congress, he called, you're a liar, but you forgot about to say anything about that. All you can do is complain about the Democrats.
Call me big boy,
take your big boy panties to Norway and have a good time, buddy.
Yeah, I will. And our winner of the MyPillow, by the way, I'm getting text lobbying for this person to win, is the texter that sent us a note about the father that's the quiet, strong man, the farmer whose work,
there you go,
love, hobby was all about the land. 90 years old, and the first year he's not on the tractor and working the field since he was eight. There's our MyPillow winner. Happy Father's Day. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.